Blog Talk Radio.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen, oh baby.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Imaj Alde, Taylor Dane, Thomas Capps, and Professor Neum. I kind of like that name. Oh, wow. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hello,
we are doing well.
Good stuff. Hope everybody has had a wonderful week or enticing week or however you want to call it. So yeah, what's up, good people?
Hello.
It's Friday. We made it. It's Friday. We made it.
Oh, gosh. How about, yes, we did make it because I do believe I have touched every piece of stress that I could ever feel this week. And I've been drinking. Y'all know normally I don't be drinking on here, but I've been drinking a little bit today because I needed that drink. Fellas, welcome. It's official. You're part of our little family now.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes. We are excited.
So y'all brought us on so because of the ladies, right? So we can bring the ladies to the show
Why not have you all on? Because sometimes people don't want to hear about what us girls always want to talk about. You know, sometimes we need the fellas' opinion. So why not have two very capable men to share it with?
Yes. Sharon is caring, so I'm down with that.
Hey, I'm for it. Let's go.
I don't like to share. But never mind. We're not talking about that.
You're gonna be sharing tonight. Yes, you will.
I don't want to share. Do I have to?
Well, tonight you're gonna have to.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, that's an order for tonight. You'll be all right,
though. Wait a minute. I like waters. My little boss, I like salty. I like waters. Okay, so we can get into some of these topics tonight. I don't even know where to start. So let's talk first about this the levels of sexual relationships, you know, like the booty calls, the one-night stands, to the friends with benefits. How are y'all feeling about these levels?
That's kind of a touchy subject. That's kind of touchy. But I don't usually like to have these qualifiers or to kind of have these things like, oh, this person is kind of there. I like this. I would like to feel that it kind of comes more organically and we kind of know where we at. But I will say this. The woman control, I think, at the point, she really controls that situation. So however she wants that situation to kind of play out, I think she can determine that. If she wants to be a booty call, then she doesn't want them words. But if not, I think she.
Well, I look at it like this. Like, friends with benefits and all the various different levels of, you know, sexual relationships vary upon where you're at in your life. You know, some people just want to have fun. Other people are looking for commitment. And at the end of the day, it's all about where you are. So, me personally, I don't mind. I don't necessarily like one-night stands. Will I engage in them? Sure. But I'm not a particular fan of one-night stands. I prefer, you know, friends with benefits or maybe a fuckbuddy situation. It just depends on, you know, what I want at that point in time.
Taylor, how do you feel?
I feel like I'm grown as hell, and it is what it is. Like, if that's all I want you for, that's all I want you for. But I'm not gonna play with you about it. Like, I'm gonna be honest and tell you that's what I want from you. I'm not gonna be rude. Like, when it's all said and done, either. I'm gonna kindly tell you to leave. I'm not gonna just throw your stuff at you and tell you to get out. I'm gonna kindly, and also I'm gonna leave you with a partying gift. You know how like the famous people, they give you like the little bags, the swag bags. You're gonna get one of those, and then it's gonna be very nice. I mean, I'm grown as hell. I'll just tell you what it is, and if you don't want to do it, then that's fine. I think at this point now, I'm not even trying to be in a relationship with someone because I just got out of one. So now I'm just all about having fun at this point.
Okay. Well, I think there's different things to it. I personally have not had a one-night stand, so I don't know what that's all about. So, but, you know, sometimes people serve a purpose, and that's what that purpose is.
Yep.
I'm going to be real honest. I feel like you are a booty call to me. I really don't care about your day. I don't care. I'm going to be real honest. That's just me. Call me mean, say whatever. I'm not gonna entertain you for too long. When it's all said and done, you need to get your ass up out of here. No laying there and thinking we gonna pillow talk. Time to go. Sir, why are you moving so slow? Come on, got to go. Drop a rag on and keep it.
At least I let him leave with a swag bag and stuff. I was nice about it. You just
yeah,
sold him to the wolves. Like, she just.
What if that was on the other? What if you were the person who had to leave, and are y'all cool with that situation? With just being.
I would be fine because I know what this. I walked into the situation knowing exactly what it was. And that's people who get their feelings all into it don't know what the situation was from the beginning. Like, if I say this is what your purpose is, that's what your purpose is. Well, it's my house or your house. We ain't doing all that.
Sounds about right to me.
I can respect that. Hey, I can respect that. What about Taylor? You didn't.
I'm fine with it. Cause if that's how we're gonna do that, and I know that that's what I came there for. I'm just pretty much gonna get my own stuff. You don't gotta worry about me. You know, I'll leave. You don't have to go through the motions. I already know. I'm done. I'm already dressed and ready to go. I'm not going to argue with you about it. It is what it is.
So, hey, that's how we feel. Now, friends with benefits is a whole different thing, though. Like, we're actually friends probably care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
About each other.
Mm-mm.
What?
Mm-mm.
I feel like friends with benefits is different.
Mm-mm.
You don't think it's different?
Oh, no.
I think friends with benefits is a complete and utter bunch of bullshit. Because what's gonna happen is that somebody, I don't know whose side it is, but somebody is gonna catch them feelings and all hell is gonna break loose and it's gonna be like, what the hell was all of that about? Because y'all too busy fucking. And this person think that, oh, well, they like me and I like them. And no. That's not what it is. I like your body parts. I don't like you. And that's how they get confused. Next thing you know, you arguing about stuff. You don't even know what you're arguing about. You having stalker issues. Mm-mm. I don't do it. Mm-mm.
Well, see, here's my outlook on friends with benefits. Friends with benefits are basically situations, you know, that can be very, very crucial at some points in time, because it's like, oh, well, damn, I ain't even know, you know, stuff could fall into place like that. But other times it's more so just two common people who are on the same page, like, hey, look, I'm really not trying to be in a relationship. You're not really trying to be in a relationship, but I don't really want to be fucking around with everybody. So let's go ahead and do this. We hit each other off and we call it that. Now, also with that, friends with benefits is also a person which you can hang out with. They're different than just a fuck buddy or just somebody you just called through. You smash, you're going about your business. Friends with benefits is definitely somebody you can kick it with on multiple levels. So, you know, I'm kind of in disagreement with, you know, the previous statement as far as, you know, it just being an utter load of bullshit. It's not. It all depends on how your outlook is on it.
Okay, and then I'll kind of weigh in on this. So I think it's this kind of facade that's there, and I think friends with benefits is a very slippery slope, and I've tried to engage in those type of relationships, and it never really ends well at all. Does it? It never. And somebody who you were friends with and have respect with, and I mean respect for, and really could learn for and, you know, build with this person, you kind of, you know, shattered that because you decided to cross that line. And it's just, I mean, it's hard. If I have a female and she's an attractive female, but it's hard for me to really just kind of be friends with her. I don't, you know, especially if there's a mutual attraction that's there. But I have people that I work with and, you know, who I think are attractive, and we don't kind of cross those lines. But as far as somebody who I hang out with, we have things in common, and, you know, we might share some intimate things with each other. That's a very, you know, slippery slope that you, I wouldn't advise. somebody go there. But I mean, that's just my experience, though. This is just from my experience with trying to have the friends with benefits.
I would have to agree with Thomas on this. Like, friends with benefits can be very beneficial to each other. Like, I feel like I'm not a willy-nilly person with my hoo-ha. So I tend to, if I'm having sex with one person, I tend to just be having sex with them. So I'm not going to go out and venture and deal with other people. And we're cool. Like, we talk about everything. There's no BS. There's no lies or nothing. So I think it can be beneficial if done the right way. Now, if people start, you know, going over here, what Taylor was talking about, like too many feelings getting involved, somebody's not talking about their feelings, if it gets to that point, then we're going to have a problem because now you're being mad about something I'm doing, and I don't even know why you're mad about it. It's because you got these feelings that you're not telling me about. So that's when you have to let everything be out there and say, hey, listen, this is what it is. This is what we're going to do. And if you feel like something's going to change, please let me know. I am team. Talk to me. Come to me. Talk to me about everything. So, yeah, I think it can work. And
is that realistic, though, just to think that on one side feelings are not going to come? Because I mean, for what it sounds like, it's like, well, I don't want to have sex with a whole lot of people, so I'm going to just have sex with this one person. So, like, I'm being exclusive and, like, yeah, we have fun, we talk and we hang out and we're, like, cool, but I'm like, why don't y'all just be, you know, date?
Exactly. See?
Like,
it's too confusing, see?
Okay.
Right there. Mm-mm.
All right, see. All right. So, Dig, right, have y'all seen the movie about Last Night with Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
No, and don't tell me about it.
Oh, see, I can't use the reference then.
Oh, God, suck wind, Taylor.
First of all, I didn't suck today, so thank you very much. Second of all,
oh, damn.
I didn't see it because I'll get into my whole birthday situation a little later on in the show. We'll get into that later. Yeah.
All right. Well, pretty much some people are not comfortable in relationships, but they're comfortable being exclusive to someone. It's more so a mental thing, so to speak. So some people are very comfortable with just being, you know, sexually active with one person, which is all right. But some people just don't want to have that title because if something happens or feelings get too caught up, it's an easy escape route. But it doesn't change anything about the feelings or anything like that. Like, you know, but here's the line about that. It's more so everyone's comfortability is at stake. Because if you're sitting up there, if you're in a relationship with someone that you were just having sex with, you know, you've already had the whole sex portion, and now you're trying to rediscover who this person actually is. You know, so instead of just trying to go through the whole motions of, you know, the whole, what do I call it, the infatuation phase. It's the infatuation phase. It's that lovey-dovey thing. That lovey-dovey, oh, I can't wait to see you, I miss you, this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. You've already had that. So you're trying to go back to it, and there's no need to go back to it because you've already gone through it. So at the end of the day, you're better off just doing what you've been doing and just sticking with whatever you have going on. Because some people are really not meant for relationships. I know a few people who are really not meant for relationships, but they'll consistently try and consistently fail. But the moment that they have a friends with benefits situation, it's the best thing on earth.
Okay. Right. Okay. We got some comments going on in the chat room as well. Our good friend Shakir is hanging out with us tonight, as well as Corey is hanging out with us, and Miss Val has is hanging out with us tonight. We're so excited. So pretty much what Shakir says, you know, it's only slippery if your intentions are not solid. So you have to talk to people about what's going on. And if you say you're just test driving, say you're test driving. Just, hey, I just want to see what it's like. If I don't like it, I'm gone. Period. And he says also.
Our lovely Corey has this. I think that this is actually might be the phrase of the night at 10:50. Our lovely Corey has said, I can't deal with folks and their emotions. I'd be like, look, damn it, sign a contract. Thou will not treat me like your girlfriend, and I will not treat you like my boyfriend. Now sign it.
Yes. Sometimes you have to say that shit. Yes, Corey. Now look. Sign it down.
Hey,
so okay,
well,
so fine
and good.
Black pen. I'm going to get it notarized. You agree.
Wait.
And the moment you step outside of this agreement, you've got to go.
Wait, now, so now it's a legal document? Now we're getting it notarized. Now it's a legal document? Yes,
honey. You can't. Wrote it down. Let's get it together. And Shakir, we're not messing.
Y'all should put them on the website so we can download them.
Oh, see, goodness.
But now I got a question, because now it's to the point now where it's like, all right, let's say you got a really good partner and everything's running smooth, but then they tell you they got to start to develop a little bit of feelings for you. Now, what do you do at that point in time? Do you let it ride and just see where it goes?
They need to talk to me. They need to talk and say.
Right, and they're expressing it to you, saying, oh, okay, yeah, hey, you know, I'm feeling X, Y, and Z kind of a way. So now they've already told you that they're pretty much feeling you as more than just a friends with benefits situation. So what do you do now?
That is just something that is a bridge that we're going to have to cross when we get to it.
We got to
talk about it, because if as long as you have the communication, I think it's okay. If y'all are not talking about it, then how can you say nothing to it if you don't even know? So I feel like if the conversation is had, it might be some real thought put into it, because, look, you know what, I could try this with you. So as long as the conversation is had, it's fine. It's not something that can't be discussed. I'm not saying don't ever bring it up. Just let me know before you start doing a whole bunch of stuff. That's just what it is. Don't try to beat me down. Now, listen, Stu, we have some callers as well on the line. Well, I'm not sure if they're wanting to talk or not. I don't want to. She'll probably give her opinion. Area code 336.
Where the school program is.
336.
Hello? Area code 336.
I think they got cut off. I think they're gone.
She'll be okay. That's my boo, Nikki. So she'll be good. But yeah, let's see. What is Miss Valerie in? They're having a good time in the chat room tonight. So if you all are listening to this online, you can also join us in the chat room, because we are having such awesome fun. Now, let's kind of see about this other topic of I don't even know which one to kind of pick. Let's see. So break your sex game at this point in life?
Oh, off the top.
Oh,
okay. Oh. Okay.
I warmed you all up. I gave you the easy one.
We got to rate ourselves. I mean, that's kind of, I'm going to be a little bit biased. Of course. Just a little bit, but, you know, it might be good to talk to some of my partners, or, you know, sudden, but I don't know. I mean, it's something that I care about. So one thing is that I care about all aspects. So the pregame, the actual, you know, as far as the physical. So I think, you know, highly of that because it's something that I work at and I practice, you know, so, you know. So that's what happens. You want to be good at something, you got to, you know, you got to put in reps and you got to, you know, keep on working at it.
Excuse me, Cameron, I'm confused as to what the pregame is. Is that, what are you referring to when you say that? Is that
now,
like,
pregame
is,
yeah, like the foreplay, you know, touchy-feely, licky-sucky, you know, that.
Oh.
Pre-game.
Oh, I didn't understand. See, I'm an alcoholic, so pregame to me means pregame. So I didn't understand.
Oh, that was so sexy right there. Jeez.
Oh, my bad.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm drinking.
I'm drinking. All right,
so that's my take. Carter, I don't know. Carter, I guess they asking you to rate yourself. I don't know. What are we gonna?
Well, see, like me, I'm a person that likes information. So pretty much, you know, I've been told that my sex game is very good. You know, I know what I lack in. I know what I don't lack in. So pretty much, I'm all around, overall, my sex game is very good. You know, I'm like, hey, if you can deal with it, I can deal with it. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I haven't really had any complaints. So, from foreplay to
that. Oh, that. Yeah, but so, ladies, so, like, if y'all had to kind of, like, break it down, like, we was going through, you know, the combine or something, like, what, you know, what do y'all look for? Is it stamina? Is it size? Is it, you know, tongue game? You know, what? You know, how would you evaluate, you know, a guy in the bed, you know, sexually? How would you break it down? So pensive. It's like,
I have to think about this. I have, let's see here. I got four categories. We have stroke. We have creativity.
Ooh.
We have stamina. And we also have excitement. If you're boring, it's a wrap. Like if you're not actually excited, like you're not showing any type of anything while we're doing it, you're going to have to go. You get 0 points. But I grade on a curving scale because I know sometimes, you know, everybody's not 100% all the time, but damn it, at least be 85. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to be 100%, but damn it, at least be, you know, be at 85.
Be creative in a bed, right?
Yeah.
Be creative and just try new stuff, like on the fly.
Yes. Yeah.
And like put your leg right here, and
let's see what happens. It's okay. I got health insurance. It's all right. You can figure it out.
Make
see,
your body
now,
into an 8, and then I'm gonna stick it in.
see, but now here's my thing about
what?
That, right? Because now it's, you know. Like, I know, I understand we're talking about the men's sex game, but for the same categories in which you have for the men, are you evaluating yourself in that aspect? Are you as creative as you can be in the situation? You know,
it,
are
you know
doing...
What? It depends. It depends because everything ain't for everybody. Like I had, I was with this one guy. Like he was okay with certain positions, and certain positions he wasn't. So it was like, you know, things that I liked that he didn't like. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna do that because I don't want to make him uncomfortable. But it depends on the person. Like if I know they're down for whatever, then I'm down for whatever. Like I said, I got health insurance. We'll just figure it out. As long as, you know, we don't have to go into too many details with the doctors, we'll be all right. We'll work it out.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all how the guys, we break down the women right there. So we go head game, wet game, like keep it wet.
What do you mean I got health insurance?
Openness to different positions and I would throw in creativity, like creativity. But I guess that's probably like the kind of openness, different things. So.
See, yours varies
Sam?
From mine. Go
Uh-oh.
Ahead.
Different. Oh.
Yeah, it's a difference in mine. See, like, we're similar on the head game and
Damn.
The wetness. But
Damn.
With me, it's more so her work ethic.
Oh,
she can be creative.
Okay.
She can be creative, but if she's only creative for, like, the first 10 minutes, you know, it takes away from everything else because you're going for an hour-long session. The first 10 minutes
yeah,
is all the excitement.
You gotta have
right
heart.
There.
You gotta have heart. You gotta have that.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, I'd much rather someone who had good stamina, a good work ethic, you know, someone who was interested,
willpower,
you know,
just
excited.
Like, keep
you know, somebody
yeah.
that's going to challenge me.
Work through it. Just, you know.
You know. See, like the thing about it is like. I want you to challenge me just like I would challenge you. I don't want no easy way. Not at all. Not by a long shot. Yeah, my goal is to make you come as many times as possible. That is my goal. Plain and simple. If I got to use toys on you, I will. If I got to use my fingers, hands, tongue, goddamn flogger, I will. But that's my goal. And at the end of the day, your goal should be the same, to make me come. If your goal isn't the same, and you can tell when you're having sex with someone on what their motives are. Because at the end of the day, you'll feel it in what they're doing. Because some people will resist. Some people will resist instantly, like, oh, okay, yeah, well, no, I'm not really, no, I don't want to do that. Or you'll feel the way that their body is. They're pulling away from you when you're trying to pull them closer to you. Maybe it's just me, but I sense stuff like that, though.
I think Sir Thomas, you have woken up a few ladies in the chat room. they have woken up when you mentioned the word flogger.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Wait a minute. Did you say, Imas, did you say it was fun? Is that what I heard you say?
Girl, there's somebody else on the line. What are you talking about? I didn't say anything.
Ooh, so you
I
know
am
what
still currently, I'm still currently wearing my halo.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
No,
I'm hitting you with the mean side
today,
eye
so
right now. You are getting
my halo right
you
now.
You are getting hit with the
behavior.
Mean side eye right now.
Hey, look, I thought we were leaving the grandma panties at home, and
I
thought we were just going to let it all out. I thought we were just going
to
let it all out.
The day that I decided to wear them, I mean,
I'm just saying because, you know.
I thought we were going to have it all out.
Right. Wait, hold on. Let's see. What does it say? It says you can leave your inhibitions at the door, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is not for the prude in you.
No one's saying I'm a prude.
I'm going back on what I see right there. That's right there in the introduction.
I am simply letting you all have a good time tonight. Why can't I just...
Oh, don't worry. You're going to have a good time right with us.
Speaking of let them out,
we
should have like a titties out session. Just like we all just do it.
I'm with it.
Having a video chat session, and you know, ladies, titties out. You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for it.
We're not working with like little handfuls either. We're talking like
the double D's. And
yeah, we got something that's gonna fill up the camera, you know, the lens and stuff. So it's like,
we have an upset person.
It's two different men on here, Corey.
She is upset because somebody made her nana perk up for nothing. I'm not sure because she doesn't know nothing about
a flogger, and she got mad.
But that's not what Thomas was the one who brought it up.
Yeah, I brought it up. Not
Professor Nim.
It's okay.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
And I think that, you know what, Corey, I'm going to bring you onto the line so you can educate.
Oh goodness,
the professor this evening.
Hey, listen, I'm going to sit back on this one. She in there like,
hey. Hi, Corey.
Hey.
Hello, how was everyone today? Hi,
Corey. Oh, my
Corey.
Goodness, she sounds like a phone sex operator. Jesus.
Yeah.
Good evening, Corey.
Good evening.
I told you, look, if all else fails, Corey, we're going to put you to work and we're going to get this money. Yep. 22
No arguments here. No arguments here. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Corey. I'm good.
Good.
Doing well. How about yourself?
Perfect. You all, I have to excuse my voice because my allergies are still very, very, very bad. So I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, you sound fine.
Feel better soon. Because the professor here does not seem to know what a flogger is. Please educate him on exactly what it can do for a person.
Exactly. I have a PhD in sexology, but it doesn't cover like fetish, you know, like different fetishes and stuff like that. So,
you have a master's, because if you had a PhD, trust me, it would cover all of it. But a flogger is an instrument used in S&M play. It usually has what's called one set. How can I say this? Usually comes with about 15 to 20 falls. They can be used in all kinds. They can come in all kinds of animal, bison, leather.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Et cetera,
all right.
Et cetera. So, you use that on your young lady.
Yeah, with like the little whip with like several strands, like to it.
Strands,
that's kind of like that. Yeah.
My favorite flogger comes in a bison. It bites when he.
Whoa.
Eats.
Bison.
Yeah. Bison.
You're not playing.
No.
I thought they was. I didn't think you didn't get anything made of bison anymore. I thought they were like on the endangered list or something like that.
You got to be careful, but yeah.
So do you like the flog, or do you like to? What is it called when you get flogged? Oh, I'm sorry.
My preference. Is to be flogged. I am the bottom in this situation. So.
All right, so, hey.
Yeah, don't y'all get quiet on me. This what happens.
That's why I love this show. You can, right? People can call
me. Oh, no,
I'm
letting Miss Corey school Professor Nims, because I know what flogger is.
I think everybody went on the internet. They're trying to look up some floggers now. I think she's kind of opened up their world to them.
Well, if floggers could be too heavy, maybe you can learn how to wield a single tail. Those are pretty light.
Okay. I'm gonna hold back right now on the flogging. I like spanking, but I still like with the hand. Little, you know.
Don't hold back. Let it go, baby.
I give a little hair, you know, little motion. Backhand motion, but you know, so but I ain't graduated to the whips and different things yet. I'm still open. I'm still educating myself. I think I'm a lifelong learner, so it's a process.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what you might be interested in? A riding crop.
Been there, done that. Depends on where you.
Well, no, not, I'm not. Now, I'm sorry, Corey. I was talking to Professor Nim. Sorry.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, Professor Nim, you might be interested in a riding crop.
What is that?
A riding crop. It's something you can spank. You can spank your partner with. Like when you're riding a horse.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like when you're riding a horse
and
that. That's what they use. Yeah, you can do. You
I can
use
do
that.
No, I can do that.
Yeah,
I'll
be
on my cowboy stuff too. I'll be on my cowboy stuff too. So. I could do that.
You know,
I got some boots.
And you know what?
Thing.
There's a device. There's a harness. There's a harness that keeps you and your mate together. So you can use that in conjunction with the riding crop.
That's dangerous right there. That sounds like a baby maker. We can't.
Yeah,
and
you know.
And creative with the crop. Thinking everywhere. And I do mean everywhere.
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 Just everywhere.
It all depends
Bad
on it all
tips,
depends on
honey,
who
breath,
you're with too.
Clips and all that stuff.
Yeah. I can agree. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, I love to hang out with us, Corey. You just mellow everything. I was like, I try to get excited. I get mellowed out every time you talk.
Well, that's not what happens to me when Corey talks, but whatever.
Well, we've excited Corey, you know, to the point where it's just like, oh, she had to get in here. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, Corey.
Always a pleasure. I'll stay on the line in case you want to bring me back.
All right.
Well, I did. One of my friends wanted to know, I think Taylor said something about she has health insurance.
Or
was that a mind? And he was like, why? He was like, why would she need health insurance? I was like, I don't know, I think she can tell you better than I can.
Oh.
He was like, why does she need health insurance? I was like,
because you know, if you're getting too creative and you know, you could twist something, you could, you know, fall or whatever, you know, if you're trying to be too creative. So I'm saying I'm willing to do what you do. If you want to go there,
exactly.
We can take you there. So I got health insurance, so, you know, the slip and fall.
Obama!
And,
so that's
know,
what it is. Obama's for the freaks. So that's
it. Just find a kink for me.
Well, I will say this. I will say this. If you're going to be creative, you know, I think both parties need to have insurance. Both parties need to have insurance. Because if you're going to get creative, you might end up, you know, it's for the fellas, you know. You might think you Mr. Hung Low down there, you Mr. Strong, until you find yourself in a position where you like, oh, wait a minute, it ain't supposed to bend that way. So I'm just giving y'all a heads up. don't be too creative and then get hurt in the process.
Yes. Also, if you have asthma, please know your limits.
Ooh.
If you have any kind of heart condition,
please make sure you warn somebody.
Let me tell you, I'm gonna make you sign a waiver. Like I'm gonna like, I'm not responsible for what happened.
No, let me tell you, right? I was dealing with this woman, and I didn't know that she had a heart murmur. And she
was like,
you can't be going at that fast. And I was like, why? What's wrong? And she's like, I got a heart murmur. You know, like everything just like totally just like slowed down. Like, you know how like when you're in the groove and everything is going real good and you're having a nice little stroke and then the next thing you know, they just say some off the wall stuff and it just make you completely just like want to stop.
Yes.
But then you like, no, I don't want to stop. Because I want to make sure that I get mine. So now you're like, damn, how am I going to do this without causing her to have like a damn heart attack in my damn bed? You know, I don't know.
I had this one guy that was, so I was at his house. He had asthma, and I didn't know. And he had an asthma attack. So I had to go to the hospital with him because there was nobody else left in the house, but he had to call his next of kin, so then he had to explain why he was in the hospital. Like, apparently he had done too much already during the day, and I just added on to it. It was like, it's bad.
So you gotta like check in with him. Be like, what you do today?
Yeah.
Ah, God damn it.
I didn't know you played basketball today. You should have told me that before I came over here. It's terrible.
Yeah, you got to give somebody fair warning. You know, like if we're talking and we're having a conversation about sex, I think that you need to give a disclaimer or sign a waiver. You know, sign a waiver or something that says, hey, I have this heart condition, or I have asthma, or I can't breathe after a certain point in time, or if you start choking me, I start getting claustrophobic or something like that. Let me know.
Yeah.
Wow. oh, gosh. That's too. I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard not to laugh, and I'm over here in tears. Y'all love me.
That wasn't my fault.
She didn't
like
get fair warning.
Now listen. So I don't have asthma. Okay, I don't have any breathing issues. I don't have any heart issues. I don't have any of that. I mean, I do have food allergies, but that's neither here nor there. So you can't use a whole lot of foods on me. Okay, but what I literally felt like. I was going to have an asthma attack. That's how it felt because I was like, oh, God, I have this issue. But it was just that good to the point where I was out of breath. And I had to say, stop for a second. And I can't breathe. And we need to fix this. So I do. Like, if it's going to be like that, I need fair warning. Like, hey, I could call. You know, possible issues with your breathing. And my whole thing is never cut off my breathing because I want to live. Because I like to, you can choke me, but don't choke me to the point where you press it in.
You just want to hands around your neck. You want hands around your neck.
You can put your hands around my neck.
But don't squeeze
so hard that I feel like my airway is constricted. Like, don't do that. Don't. I want to breathe.
Be like,
I want to be
choke
okay.
me, but don't choke me. Like that.
Like
what?
Or if you, you know, if you.
That's the kind of stuff that makes
you
not want
to
do
it. Don't pull it till it comes out. Don't.
Listen, sometimes you get in a moment and you don't be realizing what the hell you be doing. So it'll be like, you know, all right, you can choke me, but don't choke me. But then it'd be like, hold on, you're stroking and you got a good stroke, and then the next thing you know, your hands just tighten up, or, you know, you get the pulling and you like, she get to start running when you start pulling. You know, like, listen, if you don't do certain things, you'll be all right. Just
you gotta be careful, though. You gotta be careful.
Yeah,
I understand, so, like, people is like, they'll be like, okay, choke me, and then they'll have, like, a safety word, but, like, you're choking the person. So it's like, they'd be like, how come you didn't say it? Because, like, you was choking me. It's like, I don't know, like, and I don't
know about choking, though. I had somebody who asked me to choke her before, and I was like, I don't know if I feel comfortable. She was like, use a belt and just pull on it. It's okay.
I
know. And I was like, how do I know it's okay? She's like, no, trust me, it's okay. Just pull on the belt. And I'm like, yeep. I don't know. That just, it kind of, I don't know. It didn't change how I felt about it, but I did refuse. I couldn't just kind of go through with the whole thing, the whole choking with the belt. Leather belt, too, wasn't...
I like to breathe.
Yeah.
Air circulation getting cut off means that oxygen is not getting to my brain properly, and it's no. Okay, that's close to dying, so no, I'm not going to do that. It's just not for me.
But if you don't almost die, then, you know... The orgasm is different. Like,
me and my friend say, hey, she was sleeping. I'm going to get, you know, he's coming to get me. But,
No, see, right. No. See, right. Like, if it's done at the right time, I mean, like, literally at the right time, it can bring that orgasm to a whole totally different level. It's like you'll experience that orgasm, but because of the restraint on your air, it makes it just that more interesting. It's almost like, well, it's not like that, but it's similar to being in restraints or being in handcuffs or being tied up. You know, it's, you can't get away. You cannot get away at all. And it's just like,
and
for some women, yeah.
And die.
For some, yes, you may die.
There is it. Like, there is it. It's
you can die.
It's a remote possibility,
but
it is a possibility.
Right. Yeah, but that's what, like Taylor said, it has to be done with somebody that you trust, somebody that you've been dealing with,
yeah,
and they know you and they know your body.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that with Tariq from down the street. No, I'm not going to.
Mm-mm.
That nigga might got desperate.
He might try to bring guns to the situation. No, because that name is ghetto as hell.
That nigga might have got a G.I. Joe death grip on him, you know.
No. Definitely that strictly, like, that type of stuff is definitely with someone you trust. People, please only do that with people that you trust. Don't do it.
Please do not do this. We are not telling you on this show.
We're not telling you to do it. I'm just saying, do it with somebody that you trust.
We are not liable for anything that may happen.
Please don't. Exactly. Please don't be like them from the Nightcat said to put a belt around my neck. We didn't tell you to do nothing. We didn't tell you to do it.
Only thing that I'm telling you to do, and this is Thomas Carter talking to you, I'm telling you to enjoy safe sex,
yes,
and good sex. That's it.
Yes.
Whatever you do in between there, it's on you.
We are against bad sex in any form. And
yes,
this is bad.
We are against all bad sex. All bad sex.
just say no. Just say no to bad sex. You know,
okay, so I guess that's a good segue into the last topic for the evening, probably. We never know where it's going to go. So good and bad sex, what kind of constitutes bad sex? Bad sex stories if you've heard the show. So if you want me to tell it again, that shit was god awful. There you go.
Bad sex is when we're like halfway through it, we're like in the process of doing it, and I'm trying to figure out ways to where I could hurt you. The sex is bad, like not hurt you, like ooh, it's so good, I want to hurt. No, like you're like this is unnecessary.
It hurts so good.
It's the opposite.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, this is like if I had a hammer, I would knock you upside the head with it because this is really ruining my vibe. Like, that song, Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Bitch Don't Kill My Sex. Like, this is ridiculous. What are you doing?
I've had bad sex once before.
Yeah.
Like, I've had bad sex with one of my exes. It was, like, I didn't like it because of the simple fact she just laid there, and it was just like, no, I'm not with this. So I'm just going to get up and I'm just going to go because this is not where I want to be right now. Nope, don't want to be there. You know, one of my exes, I refuse to have sex with her to this day. It's like, I don't care how good you may be now, that one time fucked it up for the rest of your life.
Yep.
For the rest of your
life.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You can't even revisit that. We can't even talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to do anything.
So if it's that bad, do you like I guess you got to go ahead and like finish the job.
There is no faking of any kind. None at all. This
what
is
you
the,
do is
this
you
is
put
the,
your shit on and you
you're like, nah, that was a good one.
No, it ain't even that. I'm a person that will tell you, nope, I did not like the sex with you.
And I'm not
it could literally be like,
okay.
It could literally be like 2 seconds
after. That could help them. Exactly.
No,
right.
It's not going to help them. It's not going to help them. Because
we're not letting them go through thinking that they know what they're doing and have, you know what I'm saying? Be like, hold on, like,
but
this is bad. You know?
Guess what? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you exactly how people are. If one person tells you that you're bad, but everybody else says you're okay, that one person don't matter.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But
well, I'm sure this person has had some horrible stuff, especially if I am like,
yes, honey. Like, there's
like,
no
you
way.
Can work with, to be considered bad. Yeah.
I mean,
no, like, seriously, bad. Oh, my God. I can't even. Do I have to relive that moment?
All I'm saying is, at this point in our lives, we are all 30-something, 40-something. We are all 20 and over. You know what? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. We are all 25 and older. At 25 and older, you're supposed to know what you're doing. Okay.
Wait, hold on. No, because here's the ideals behind that. Just because we're under the assumption that everyone has had sex by the time that they're, you know, we'll say 21. We'll say 21. But the likelihood of you having good sex after, you know, if you're starting out at 21, you're not having good sex. You're just having sex. You don't know what good sex is. You probably won't experience good sex until you get to be about 25.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 25 now, you're supposed to.
But that don't mean you're going to be like, oh, hey, look, I'm going to be at the pinnacle of my sex game. No. You basically, just think about it like this. Think about it like basketball. Think about it like basketball.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the D League, you be in the D League for like 2-3 years. You're honing your skill. That first year that you make it to the pros, unless you're a star pupil, you're really still learning how to play in the majors.
Yeah. Like, I didn't really, really find my stroke until, like, 26. Like, you know, I struggled, like,
okay.
a little bit, you know, undergrad, boom, then, but, like, 26, it was like, all right, you know what I'm doing. I had to decide, you know, had to kind of work through it and stuff. Because at first, I thought I knew what I was doing, but I was just going hard and fast. And I was like, that's what it was like. But they like, they screaming. They, you know what I'm saying? They like it.
They
like, nah.
They,
no, they screaming because they inside is wrong
like
and you won't stop. And it was just like, nah, man, I see the porno. I know what I'm doing. And they supposed to be screaming
no.
like this.
They
nah.
screaming because you tearing up their hoo-ha and that ain't what they want.
But that's what happens when you get sex lessons from black pornos. Like, that's, you know, I was like, nah, that's not what everybody don't. That's not what everybody wants, you know. So I was like, I had to kind of like use a little. I was like, well, it's some finesse that goes into it, you know what I'm saying? Learn your finesse, and then boom. So kind of a late bloomer, I guess you can kind of just say that. But
see, it also depends on who you're dealing with too, because if you're dealing with somebody. Like Shakir said, you know, he was dealing with Cougar at 21, and then by 23, he was a boss at it. All right, it depends on who you're dealing with. I'll sit up there, like, if you're sitting up there, you're dealing with people who are in the same age bracket as you, more than likely they're not any much more experienced than you are. Even
yeah.
maybe a couple years older than you, they're still not that experienced. Like, you
yeah.
can tell when a person is experienced is when you sit up there and you have mind-blowing sex and you don't even know what the fuck they did. That's when you know they're experienced.
Wow.
Ladies, what about y'all? When did y'all come into your own... Yeah, like when you were at your kind of...
Okay,
like,
well, I'll just answer this first to get out the way because apparently I'm getting all types of text messages. So people are actually listening
Uh-oh.
And they're all in their feelings, but whatever.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were on it like that. They're all in their feelings. Like, why are you telling my business? No, I'm not telling your business.
I told you about friends with benefits. I told you what happened. Slippery slope.
It's not even a friend with benefits. Like I was telling you about. He had the asthma attack. All of a sudden, he's in my text messages. Like, why? But anyway,
your name, dude. So I mean,
yeah.
I know
you mentioned your name. Just relax. You're getting a little bit of fame right now. You know, we had a good laugh off of you right now.
How you know she was talking about you? She was talking about the other dude. Who had the asthma attack that she had to take to
the
hospital.
Hot mess.
But,
hey, look, all
I
I'm
say...
saying is that, you know, sometimes that just means that you got your money's worth. If you had a full-fledged asthma attack, you got your money's worth. You should be happy.
Exactly.
You shouldn't even be any
it
kind of upset.
It was a little too much for you to handle, but at the same time, it was you got an opportunity to experience it or whatnot. Next time is like, you're going to have to look at it and be like, you gotta be this much to get on this ride, baby. You got to.
Hey, you know what? And you got to be a certain height, and you got to be a certain length, and you got to be a certain width. Oh, to ride this ride. But, I mean, Taylor, go ahead and answer the questions. Tell me about these people you're taking it.
Let's see. I finally figured out what I liked and what I didn't like. Let's see. I just turned 31, so... maybe about 22, 23, maybe 24. But as I've gotten older, my interests have changed. So I'm learning the alternative lifestyles now. So I'm kind of like starting all over again. But
you're still evolving. You're still evolving.
Yes, exactly.
Life.
Exactly.
And that's what I think. I think that more so that people are still evolving.
you know, like you may have perfected your craft at that age, but like Professor Nims, I'm still a student of the game. You know, I'm still a student above all else.
That's what,
I'm like,
that's what
oh,
we
okay.
learn. We are lifelong
yeah,
learners.
It's always something to learn. Like, polygamy is something that I want to get into. Just same thing with Doms and Sags. I want to get into that because it
me
would be
too.
Something.
Me too.
Okay, so
I love it, buddy.
Y'all are a mess. I have not answered like
did
one question.
Did you just say that we're
like,
nasty?
Y'all have, no, I did not say that. Since y'all are a mess. I haven't answered not one question tonight because y'all just keep on going with stuff.
Yes, she did. So you have to tell us when you found your stroke or your whatever.
I want to say I was about, I was between the age of 23 and 24.
Exactly. See, I was right.
And I, you know what, it was because I had, you know, I was in college, you know, I was talking to this older guy and it was just always so fun with him all the time. And he taught me some things, and I liked it. Mm. So.
Wait. Time out.
Mm.
Right. Now here's another aspect of that, right? Because he was an older guy, and you liked this guy.
A little bit older than me. Just a little bit. He wasn't like 10 years.
Right.
Just a little bit older.
Right, just a little bit older. But, like I said, you know, he was a little bit older and he offered you a little bit something different. But that didn't mean that you were at the pinnacle. That just means that he showed you something a little bit different.
Yes, and also I was introduced to a lifestyle as well at that age. So, And
it's sounding to me like you got turned out. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like he both turned you out.
No, because I was introduced to the lifestyle by a female. So, no.
Ooh. This got interesting.
So,
wait a minute. Pineapples. No. So, I don't understand. I'm not following. I'm sorry. What lifestyle would that be?
Girl and girl?
No. That wasn't the lifestyle I was introduced to of girls. No, I was introduced to a swinger lifestyle.
Okay.
A furry?
I'm going to one this month actually.
I hope you have a good time.
It's going to be a masquerade type one. So.
Oh, those are fine. Those are fine.
Yeah. I plan on having
a swinger or what is this? What kind of lifestyle?
Swinger lifestyle.
Swinger's lifestyle.
Oh, swinger. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear it. Okay, at first. All right. I'm caught up.
So yeah, at that age, I was introduced to a lot of stuff by two people. So it was, and then you know I learned that at one point I learned that I had, like, this little oral fixation, so I kind of like stuff like that. So,
stuff
yeah,
like,
I can't eat, like, ice cream and suckers and stuff in public because it just makes me happy. But
Wait, hold on. Now, who am I talking with now?
You don't know my voice yet.
I'm still learning. I think this is, like, my second time
learning.
Here now.
Okay, well, I'm very Southern, honey, so I'm not
Taylor.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
I'm still in the process of learning, you know, but I'm a quick learner somewhat. Voices, all you sound the same, you know. Everybody sounds the same to a certain degree when you're getting hit from the back, so, I mean, I'm just saying.
FYI, you know, just in case. Well, let's go. Let's rewind. Pick it up with the oral fixation stuff in your mouth and something.
Ice cream. Off of an ice cream cone. I just can't do it. I don't need anybody staring at me. I only eat them in my home by myself. I don't accept
or with your partner. Or with your partner.
He doesn't really like ice cream. But yeah, okay, whatever. But
no
yeah.
food fetishes.
I well with my food allergy, I can't do but too much. So yeah.
But you can't
no.
do ice cream, though.
No,
we are
no,
three all day.
I have a question. Right? Does your oral
okay.
fixation complete the whole thing? Like, if you're going to have your oral fixation, like, is the come the prize for you?
Do I have to answer that?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we're all in
agreement.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a prize for me.
Okay.
If, cause I also like to be challenged because some people, they're like, oh, I can't come off head. Sit your ass down, yes, you can. But, and it's so funny.
You're going to learn
like
today.
That too. That's what I said.
You're going to learn today, and you're going to be screaming while you at it because you're going to be my bitch today. You're going to know my name. So,
exactly.
You know, so it's so funny that, I love it when people are like, oh, I can't do that. I can't come off of getting head. Oh, okay.
I'd be like,
okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Sit down, be quiet, concentrate, find your chi.
Get your feng shui together.
Eat your Wheaties. Do whatever you got to do today. And let's
so you can come.
You know what, Imaj? I'm glad you brought that up because there was a phrase from like a couple weeks ago that I did not know what it meant. And now that you brought that up, I'm going to Google it.
What
is it?
What was it, lockjaw? Nobody can tell me what that was. I want to know what it is.
No, what it was is that if you get lockjaw, then you ain't doing it right, pretty much. They, you just, your jaw should not lock
up.
It shouldn't happen.
I did ask, but nobody told me what it was.
I would have told you what it was. Lockjaw is basically you, someone who is participating in an oral fixation and or oral session, and their jaw starts to lock up because they've been doing
it too long. That sounds dangerous. Oh, like, so while my thing is in her mouth, her thing locked up, and she can't, what? Hold on, what?
Generally, it usually
like how you get
like,
it out? Like, what do you do? You, like,
See, it usually gets stuck. Because it's already at a certain area, so it's like it's usually already the jaw is already open to a certain degree.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
yeah, okay. Because I thought lockjaw was like pit bull.
No,
So the Urban Dictionary says that it's in the position so long that the jaw just kind of gets stuck hanging open. And will not shut for a series of hours.
Exactly.
I never had that problem. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I never had that problem.
So, since we're talking about oral, how do y'all ladies feel about cunnilingus?
The what?
Like
for those who
did it in
layman's terms, how do you ladies feel about getting your pussy ate?
Oh,
that's
not
all
negotiable. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
Right. It's not
so there's no negotiation.
No, it's no negotiations at all. Either you do it and we continue or
you don't do it.
And I leave. Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm going to leave. But somebody else will do it. If you
know. Yeah.
No, I'm
going
to leave.
I agree right there. I think are we grown? I'm sorry. It's 21st century. Nobody should be talking about, I don't be doing this. I'd be like, what? Nah, you know, so that
now,
should be a question.
Now, some people have
and
had bad experiences
and
they don't like it.
Yeah, but I feel better. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, as long as it's fresh and it's clean and everything. Like, I feel better anyway. Like, before I go down, I like to, you know, taste the goods and all that. So I'm all for oil. Like, you know, I try, I work at it. I ain't got the biggest tugboat in the water, but he's swimming, you know what I'm saying? So I'll be trying to work it out.
Well, me, I'm all for, I'm a fan of oral, you know, like if I could, it would be like, okay, like if I have a girlfriend or somebody that I'm dealing with, like I'm not necessarily doing it for the purpose of having sex. Like literally, I might just literally stop throughout the day. If we're in the house chilling and we're just hanging out, oh, hey, what are you doing? Oh, stop right there. Bend over. Drop your pants. I'm going to eat your pussy. And it'll just be that. Now, I don't always do it just for the purpose of getting ready to have sex. Sometimes I just want you to enjoy yourself. But some women can't just handle just having that. They have to have the dick follow behind that.
Now, there may be days that I don't want that. I don't feel like you doing all that. Sometimes I just want that to be happy. Just lick it, keep it pushing. Some days I don't want that.
No, I understand, but a lot of times, women do not just want to have just that. The ones I run across, anyway. I'm sorry. The women that I run across. You can't just, like, lick them and then send them on their way. They have to have the D after that. So.
Okay, well,
yes, some
days, like, I'm going to be real honest with you, and I'm going to tell you, sometimes if it's like that, the D ain't worth shit, so therefore I don't want it.
I can understand
that. I'm being honest.
Well, I'm a big fan of it. I enjoy it. I recommend that you do it to keep me happy. However, I am competitive.
Yes, competitive. Yes.
If you do it, don't think for a minute that I'm just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to lay there and that's just going to be that. Oh, no. I might need my, like, 2 or 3 minutes to get my focus back.
More than that, Miss
Lee. But, okay, well, I'm just saying. It's a broad term. I don't know. All right, fine. I might need my 5 to 10, 15 minutes, whatever the case may be. Like, you better believe I don't. I'm coming back with a vengeance. Because I feel like I'm not about to be the only one on the side of the bed curled up. Nope, you're gonna do it too. That's just how I feel.
I feel like you don't know my name at the end of the day. And
yeah.
The neighbors don't know it. And bitch, you're going to be screaming. I'm tired. Yeah.
And you're going to have a challenge in your hands then with me. Shit. Then with me. What? We will go back and forth for all I care. We can 69 all fucking day long.
Oh, see, I don't.
Goes
that. I'm too competitive at 69.
See, you know, you got to learn. You better learn how to deal with it.
No, I can't do what I want to do because I'm not in the angle to do it. I don't like that angle. Like it's got to be in my face. Like I don't like the whole position of that. I'd rather it be in my face or, you know, however I'm doing it. Because I have a little bit of control issues, which is why I don't necessarily think that I might be a sub. I think I might be sort of kind of a dumb because I have control issues when it comes to that. Like, I like to do it a certain way, and I don't want you to mess up how I want to do it. Yeah, I'm that serious.
Yeah, that
sounds
like
a
control freak. Yep.
Yeah.
Is it just during that? Or is it just in sex in general?
That particular thing. Or, no, I take it back. Like, if I'm on top, I like don't try and move my hips. I got it because I do it how I do it. Like, I got it. Like, yeah. But mostly that, though. Like, I do it how I want to do it. Like, don't play in my hair. Like, don't tell me how to, like, don't push my head or anything because I don't like that because I'm doing it how I want to do it. Like, when I'm doing it, it's not the purpose of, it's not, like, it's cool if you, like, you do what you do. You make your noise. That's cool. But I'm doing it for the sole purpose of me because I like to do it.
I am the polar opposite of you. I am completely different because I want you to pull my hair and do a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I want you to do that because,
and, like,
you
squeeze your titties.
What is with you and titties?
That
is the third.
No, I'm just saying that. I'm just an example.
That just came out of nowhere. No, I'm just saying. Because if you're riding, you know what I'm saying, I'm just like, okay. Because she was like, I'm asking, like, can I even touch you? So I'm like, you know, some people was like, you know, grab my ass, you know, squeeze my titties. So I'm like, you know, I'm just trying to get a feel.
I just do it the way I do it, and I just like to do it the way I do it. I usually come while I'm doing it anyway, but
I have that issue too because I tend to kind of text myself while I'm doing it, and I get a little excited more than others.
See, for me, that would turn me on. That would turn me on even more because, like, I'm used to women just like, oh, okay, yeah. They're like, oh, don't. You know, like, they're like, don't touch them, but do touch them. So it's just like, oh, okay. They're like, they don't want you to grab their hair, but they do want you to, like, rub on them. No, I don't want to have to do anything. Sometimes I don't want to have to do anything. Sometimes I may just have to do something. But for the most part, I don't want to have to do nothing. But I want you to be able to do it how I like without me having to tell you. I want you to be able to read exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I like it when you do it when the woman, like, so, like, good. It's like you kind of cross this little, like, threshold, like, of a freak that she don't let out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? She's like, you know, pull my hair. Slap, you know, slap me. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like, oh, what was that? You know, when you get it, like, real good, it's only for, like, a few freaks that she just kind of, like, let it out. You'd be like, what was that at? That wasn't there the whole time.
See, me, I'd much rather you unleash it and let it be. Just let it out because at the end of the day.
Yeah, but you gotta bring it out. You know, they ain't going to let out. If you just kind of like send it like a little sorry stroke, that's not going to come out. You into it, long stroke, and you doing it, it's going to come out. It's just like Pandora's box. You're just going to like.
Nah, see, that's where foreplay comes into play. Because you open up Pandora's box. Yeah, you open up Pandora's box. And you're like, let's say, for instance, she's into being pushed up against the wall. If she's into, you know, like,
Let me take some notes.
Yeah, go ahead, bro. if she's into that guy being real aggressive and basically telling her, like, listen. No, not even listen, but shut the fuck up. Here's what's getting ready to happen. You get ready to suck this dick. So what I want you to do is I want you to get down on your knees.
Ooh,
and I want you to open your mouth.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh.
Whoa. Whoa. See, for some women, that shit might be, like, instantaneous, like, oh, wait a minute, hold on, I don't know what the fuck to do because this nigga just told me what he wants me to do, and I'm like, I'm stuck, but I'm not stuck, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow directions. But it's also with when you go with that, but you can also go with that, but you can flip it, too. If you know that she's the type that she likes to touch herself in the process, tell her, don't touch yourself.
Oh, see that? See?
Tie her hands up.
No, don't tie her hands up. Don't tie her hands up.
What you
okay,
do is what you do is every time she get ready to touch herself, you pull your dick out.
I thought you flogged her.
No. Don't flog her. Just pull your dick
out. Flog her.
Smack it on her
cock
face.
Cock slap.
Ooh.
Don't tell you how. No.
Oh no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want it. So y'all don't like
no,
that?
For some women, they like that.
Listen, I've been there, and I've done that, and that shit right there can get you in all types of trouble.
Uh-oh, good trouble? Good trouble or bad trouble?
Okay. I'm sorry.
good trouble or bad trouble?
Oh,
good
damn.
Trouble, bad trouble. Good trouble,
oh,
bad
damn.
Trouble.
Good, Wait a minute, what am I trying to say? It's good trouble. Go ahead and get your thoughts together.
Let me finish getting my notes. Let me finish getting everybody notes.
Go ahead,
together.
I'm still taking them down.
Yeah.
I'm taking them down.
You know, so at that point in time, especially if she has an oral fixation, if she has that, because now you've taken away exactly what she wants. So now you can do different things. Like, if you want, tell her, I want you to crawl.
Oh.
I want you to crawl.
Okay. I wasn't going there, but okay, I can crawl in. All right.
Yeah. I want you to crawl to me because now you're being bad. So now I have to punish you.
As long as it ain't the other punishment that you tried at tomfoolery.
Oh, no. See,
no,
my punishments are all pleasurable punishments.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And you are really, I see now, because you really working up, too, and I got to have more patience, because I want to start kissing, touching, sucking, and all that. And
No. So you got to have
patience.
Where
are you going to start?
You got to have patience, because if not,
true that.
You will not have any good fun. Because the ideal is to take her out of her element and provide her with something different.
Taylor, what do you have? Because you seem to be a control freak. So how somebody take
no,
you
I'm
out
not
of your
a control
element?
Freak, though. I'm
no,
not
no,
a control freak.
No, I'm talking about Taylor.
Though.
No, I was saying, like, I'm asking Taylor to, like, respond to your, you know, how you, to your analysis. Of.
Well, and see, that right there, I might have to go along with that one. I might have to give up a little bit of control on that one. That one was the beginning, the whole shut the fuck up part, that was that's what
you
said.
See, like it's all about how you do it. Because if you take control from the beginning, you see, it all depends on who starts it out. Who starts it out? Sometimes it can change over the course of the sex, but if you start out aggressive, it's instantaneously like, oh, you start out aggressive, you better finish aggressive. So at the end, when that session is done, you need to make sure that you've taken charge in everything in which you do, and everything in which you've done at that point in time. So if you want her to suck your dick, guess what? Point at her. Point at her lips or touch her lips and then point at your dick. Don't say nothing else.
No, or here's a suggestion. You can also just put it in her face. So I'm not saying all. Hey, no shade if you do, but I'm just saying some women like that. If you just kind of just put it in their face.
Or just say, hey. Just say it.
It varies. It varies. Every situation is different. Like, there are women that I've met who would just, like, literally, like, I literally just walk up to them, put my dick in their face, and they get the suck. Other ones, I will tell them, you're going to suck my dick, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And generally, they resist until you grab them by the back of the neck.
Oh, see now. Oh, okay.
You take them out of the element, totally different ball game. For someone who is a control freak, like Taylor, someone who is a control freak, you take them out of their element. Don't give them the leeway to be in charge. All it requires is something simple, as a simple push right by her hips. You grab her by her hips, push her to the wall, take her arms, put them up above her head, and then get real close into her and whisper in her ear, whatever you want to say. Element of any control is gone, especially if you got that deep, not deep, but a baritone, a deep voice, and she's into that. Instantaneous, like, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to faint right here mode. Yeah.
Well, everyone in the chat room is fainting. I can tell you that much.
We all have set out in the floor.
Everyone is on the floor in the chat room or is trying to make a phone call.
Look at everybody just like, oh.
Yeah, I see it. I'm like,
yeah, it's about
that time. I
want
to try and end it on a good note.
Yes, we definitely ended it on a good note. We have people making phone calls. We have people confirming text messages. I, on the other hand, will not be enjoying that type of stuff tonight because I have an early morning. So, but I want you all to be good this weekend or good at whatever you tend to do bad or whatever. And so,
I also need a camera woman.
Is that what?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The camera woman.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said I need a camera woman for tomorrow, but you know what? I'm just going to leave that alone.
Oh, damn. Okay. So, yeah, enjoy that. And if I won, I want to watch later. So we are definitely into the archives. And before we do that, let me get Corey on the line. Corey, hang out for a little while longer.
Hi. How is everyone?
Hi. Well, hello. How are you, Corey?
Good.
I see you were enjoying a bit.
We have serious talk potential. I don't know which one of you it is.
That's Tom.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You have, I don't say that often, but you have serious talk potential.
Well, thank you very much.
Very welcome.
I'm slowly but surely making my way into it.
Are you interested in DS?
I am somewhat into it. I mean, I haven't fully gone into that realm yet, but I've ventured into different things here, you know, tying up handcuffs, floggers, different toys, things of that such.
If you're already popping, what's stopping the dom?
Well, I have to find a good and active sub.
Very cool. Have you started taking the classes and courses on becoming a dominant?
No, not yet. That's why I'm also, I'm more of a hands-on kind of guy. So I much rather learn as I'm going.
You could learn as you're going and kill someone. Is that what you want?
Nope. But I'm also a very good judge of character in the process of what I'm doing. I read my partner very well.
So let me ask, do you want to be a top or do you want to be a dominant? Because you know they're different, right?
Yes, I know the difference in between the two, but I would more so prefer to be a dominant more so than a top.
Mm.
So that's why.
So why not
I'm more
take
so
the courses? I mean, it's not like you would be just sitting taking a class. You would find a mentor and the conventions and all of that is very, very hands-on. Where are you located exactly?
New Jersey.
You're out this way. Yeah, we've got a smorgasbord of BS courses. And will you be at Black Beat this year?
Probably not. It just depends on the time frame. Because it depends on the time frame of my work schedule.
Oh, okay. Well, it's in August.
All right. Well, you know what? I did see your name somewhere. I will send you a friend request, and we will talk more.
Okay. That's fine.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We done took over the whole... Y'all done got quiet. Hi.
Hey,
no,
we're listening. We're educating ourselves. I'm trying to find out the difference between the top and the dominant. You know, I'm gonna look that up, Wikipedia.
I'm not a sub. I'm a slave. So dominants don't really interest me. But.
Yeah. And this Taylor said that.
No, Corey.
That was Corey.
Taylor is the one that's trying to be a sub, or at least I think I'm a sub. I could possibly be a sub. I don't know yet. I think.
We should talk.
You just watching?
I heard you. I got a feeling I know where you're going.
See, I currently have a slave, but I would much rather have a sub.
May I ask why?
Because even I would much rather, I don't want to always have to direct my slave. And even with myself, I would much rather sometimes she take charge, you know. So with my slave, you know, it would be more so directive based.
I am so very confused.
You're very confused. All right.
I am.
Because sometimes it's, you know, it's a passive aggressive. I'm somewhat passive aggressive in certain aspects because sometimes I like to have, I don't want to say, I don't want to be dominated, but I do like for a woman to take control
Switch is what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes.
Someone who doesn't mind bottoming but also doesn't mind topping.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know any subs that want to take the lead. I just don't.
I'm looking for a totally different kind of, very hybrid kind of person, so.
So I'm noticing.
You know, I'm a Capricorn, so my sign is like, my actual sign is a hypocritical sign to a certain degree. We're a living, breathing contradiction is what I like to call it. Because we're...
Yes, my best friend is a Capricorn.
So
I am
an
Aries. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I understand that. See. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Very fiery, very feisty.
Very.
Very headstrong.
And very. Very.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what it takes to master me, could you?
It takes a lot. It takes a lot. And a Capricorn is the one to do so.
I don't know about that. Not if you're a living, breathing contradiction.
Don't challenge us. Never challenge a Capricorn. We will show
Never leave yourself open to be challenged.
No.
Hey,
see, that's the
too.
Thing. We enjoy the challenge.
Hey.
We're going to talk more.
Yeah.
We're in the archives now.
Definitely 10 minutes into that.
It's like Minecraft sex game or something.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I really do.
Okay. So... I thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. I thank everyone who hung out with us in the chat room and those who called in. And, well, like I said before, I want you all to have a wonderful weekend. Be good at whatever thing that you do, whether it's good, bad, happy, or sad. But have fun. So I'll see you all next week, same time, same place. And I don't know how I'm going to be feeling it. Be good. Talk to you all later. Good night.
Yeah.
Promote good sex.
Good night, everyone.
Promote good sex. Good night.
Yeah, everybody have a good weekend. Get into some good trouble.
This is going to be hard for me. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.